do have a couple praise reports this praise morning.
Praise God. I love praise reports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have prayed for my bonus daughters, Natasha Dominguez and Kaylin Lovell. So we went by, I took my grandson to see his other two grandmas yesterday in Clinton.
Okay.
And we went by their mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Natasha has got her little family back.
Aww.
Her and her husband are back together. They are going to church. They're clean.
Praise God.
They're sober.
Praise God.
They're going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And they both got baptized, y'all.
Woo! That's God.
She has got a good job.
Mm-hmm.
They live in, they're living in Vegas.
Wow.
And she's working for Amazon.
Mm.
And I am just in awe.
I love it.
Of what God has done.
He's so good.
And Kaylin, she's still doing good.
Good.
She's working in Oklahoma City.
Praise God.
And she has a job at Johnson Controls.
Mm.
Yes.
Praise God.
I'm
just so happy to hear
I'm
it. Just over the moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, see, I had to take a step, and it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I had to block Natasha from Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because,
mm-hmm. yeah,
okay, mm-hmm. details aren't necessary,
right?
But because,
yeah,
okay,
amen.
And I just had to remove myself from all that, and I found out yesterday that she is doing wonderful. Her and her husband both are clean. And they're going to church. They have a church home.
Wow.
And they have been baptized.
I mean, this is wonderful. I love it. Yay.
Only God.
Only God. Only God.
And, you know, I had to remove myself because Monica couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm put it out there.
It's true. I
could not see it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and when someone would ask something, I wasn't speaking life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I was speaking what I was physically seeing.
Yes. Yep.
Instead of looking past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And asking God, instead of asking God, Lord, how do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Help me see it to how you see it.
Yes.
So I can speak what needs to be spoken.
Yep.
And I can shut my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the death words.
Yes.
And so I just had to separate myself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, and it hurts my heart, I'm sorry, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But I couldn't get, it was a battle to get myself in line.
Yes.
Because of what I was seeing.
Yep.
And how she was speaking.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's right.
And so I had to just remove it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that the curses
didn't keep coming out.
Would quit.
Yes. Yep.
I refused to speak the words that needed to be spoke over that baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I shut my mouth,
mm-hmm. Wow.
God was able to do something and show me who He is.
Wow.
And what He can do for someone if we shut our mouth.
Yes.
If you can't speak life, shut it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That was harsh. Okay, yes, sir. Bubble it.
Bubble it.
He said that was a little harsh, Monica.
Yeah,
bubble it is good. Better. Bubble if you it. Can't shut your mouth with the curse words,
bubble it.
Bubble it. Remove yourself.
Good. Yeah.
That way it's not here.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you can bubble it.
Yes. Yeah.
And with Kaylin, it was easier because I was with her. Mm-hmm. I was seeing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. But with the other, Lord, yes. forgive me, please.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Father.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was seeing with my physical eyes.
Yes.
The change God was making in her. Mm. She's got this. Mm-hmm. She can do it.
Yes.
Because I was
yep.
face to face yep. With her.
Right.
Not so much with the other.
Mm. Wow.
God forgive me.
Yeah. It's a lesson we learn, yeah. right? And we all have that. Yeah. It's a battle for everybody, Monica.
And being obedient when the Holy Spirit spoke and said, block, I didn't want to mm-hmm. block
mm-hmm.
and remove myself.
Yeah.
But it was necessary mm-hmm. because I was speaking death words.
Yes.
She's never, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think she ever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord just needed me to be quiet.
Yes.
And not speak.
Wow.
You know.
Yep.
It's kind of like whenever I was growing up, my mama told me, I love you, Mama. If you ain't got nothing nice to say.
Don't say nothing at all.
It's better not to say anything at all.
Yeah.
If it's not nice.
That's right.
And then the Lord took that little saying a little deeper. If it's not life,
mm-hmm.
bubble it.
Yes. That's good. There's actually scripture that says, study to be quiet.
Girl, that was that was so hard.
Yeah, I know. It's like we don't think about that.
I walk. Literally, even in public, I would be like, if it ain't nice, if it ain't life.
Yes, yes. Just keep it closed.
And Monica has a hard time keeping her mouth shut, so mm-hmm. the Lord had to go another step and say, bubble.
Bubble.
That means you put air in there. Yes. As a reminder.
That's good. That's good. That's good, Monica. I love her.
What prayer request we got over there, sister?
Just your one. Do you want to say that?
Okay. And whenever we went to see the grandma,
okay.
see the my bonus daughter's mom, mm-hmm. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
we found out that she has a tumor.
Okay.
The size of a golf ball on her liver.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And they will be removing it
okay.
on the 23rd.
Okay.
They will be removing it okay. on the 23rd, the day before okay. Christmas.
Wow.
So I really hope
mm-hmm.
and I pray that someone finds it in their heart in Oklahoma City at the mm-hmm. Liver Transplant Center to take these people Thanksgiving. Because they will,
yeah.
The way they see it and what they said yesterday, they won't be having a Thanksgiving this year because wow. of this medical issue.
Yes.
And.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's the family?
Michelle Sassy.
Okay.
That's so Natasha and Kate, my bonus daughter's
okay.
mama.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's let's pray for her. Okay, Father, we are so thankful that, God, you know right where Michelle is. You know exactly what she's facing, Father. We are so thankful and grateful that, God, you have not forgotten Michelle and you are with her. Father, right now we speak life over Michelle. We say you will live and not die in Jesus' name. And, God, we come against any liver cancer, anything that's trying to set up in her body. We don't know what's going on with this tumor, but we rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. God, we rebuke death in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we pray that as she goes in to get this removed, Father, right now we pray that you cause the surgery to go well. Give the doctors wisdom, knowledge, discernment from your spirit that everything shall be done properly, quickly, and efficiently, Father. But you see that, God, she needs strength in her body. That's what I heard the Spirit say. She's tired. I don't know this woman, but she's weary. and just physically struggling. And so, Father, right now, Father, strengthen Michelle's body. Cause her to be strong right now. Give her that just an energy shot from you, Lord. Father, that she'll have what she needs to keep pressing forward. Give her that desire to fight, God, just to fight for life and to keep going. Give her hope, Father. Sometimes in the midst of these places, we find ourselves so discouraged and despondent. And so I rebuke despondency in Jesus' name. Father, right now, we loose life to her, God, that she shall begin to have hope again. She shall begin to have joy again. Father, that she will see a light at the end of the tunnel. Right now, we rebuke the devourer from her life in Jesus' name. It's almost like I keep seeing him just devouring so much in her life. And so, Father, right now, send the word, God, to encourage Michelle and to lift her up and to point her in the direction, God, that you have for her to go. Father, any area where... God, you see that like they need help financially. They don't know where they're going to be at even for Thanksgiving. Father, we thank you that you are a provider. And so, Father, right now we request that you provide Thanksgiving for them. Father, that you send a meal by. And, Father, that you just send by not just food, but that spiritual food that will impart life. Father, your word, it says, is life. And so every time we release the word of God, life is going forth. And so, Father, send forth the word into Michelle's heart so that she can get that shot of life, God, right then and there in that moment. And so, Father, we thank you. We declare she's going in, she's coming out in Jesus' name for your glory. And God, that you will accomplish your goodwill and your purposes in her life. And Father, we thank you and praise you for it. We just give you glory today for Natasha and what you've done in her life. Father, in the midst of this, keep Natasha strong. Father, cause Natasha to be a light, to take the fire with her when she's ministering to her mother. God, you said that your ministers are a flame of fire. And so, Father, send her forth as a flame of fire in that place with her mother. God, that she will be a blessing and bring just all that is needed in the midst of this time, what they're going through. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And then Neva Pyatt was going to send a prayer request about her brother, Dean Kroeber.
Okay.
However, she got busy and we never received it. So our God, the Lord, knows the need.
That's
in
right.
a situation.
Yep.
So if we can just
lift the request.
Yes.
Yeah. Father, we just lift up Neva's brother, you said?
Dean.
Brother. Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, we just lift up Dean. And God, we thank you that you love Dean. He's called according to your purpose. And God, we thank you that your plans for Dean are for good. And so, Father, right now we just speak life over Dean. God, I don't know what's going on, but I thank you that you do. So we put him before you knowing that those requests have already been laid before you. I know, Neva, boy, she's already put that before the throne room of heaven. And so, Father, we just want to come right now and agree with her request and stand with her for her desires for her brother. Father, we speak life and health over him. God, we speak just wholeness to his mind, his body, his soul, and his spirit. And Father, we just pray that God, wherever he's at right now in life, you'll meet him there. I thank you that you're the way maker. Father, just open a path and make the way for him. Father, whatever it is he needs, God, supply it. I thank you that you said all our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so Father, supply his needs, whatever they be, physical, spiritual, emotional, God, whatever it is, supply it. And Father, we thank you that today you're with Dean, and I pray that he feels your touch. I pray that he feels your love. God, right now, release life unto Dean, and God, that he'll just experience you today. You said that you want us to know and believe the love you have for us. So Father, right now, we pray that Michelle and Dean will know and experience the love you have for them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten in Brooklyn. Music are the pastors. And would love anyone to come just as you are. You don't have to quit drinking first.
Yep.
You don't have to stop using first. That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. You come as you are and let them love you back to life.
That's right.
That's what the church is, y'all.
That's right.
Don't be confused. Don't get it. Don't have it twisted. Let me help you untwist that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The church is a hospital.
Yes, yes.
It
That's right.
is a hospital
yep.
for the spirit
mm-hmm.
and the physical, not
yes.
just the physical.
That's right.
Okay? So let me give you that mm-hmm. little bit of
Amen.
411.
Yes. That's right. That's good.
They would love for you to come just as you are
Amen.
And join them for any of their services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church East City or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK.
Mm.
Service times are morning worship is at 10:30 a.m. Spanish service is at 2 p.m. Sunday evening service is at 6 p.m. And their Bible engagement has moved to Wednesday at 6:30. And then following that is the Wednesday night Bible study at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. We are stronger together.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barbadoes and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarbadoesandFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Amen.
So before we get back to
yep.
your lesson, would you please be so kind
mm-hmm.
and to share your church,
oh,
your
yes.
location, and any information that you would like to share?
Okay, great. Can I look at the cheat
yes.
sheet?
Yeah.
people always
Absolutely.
Ask me how to get there, and I'm like, I don't know. Okay, because we've moved. We've changed locations. God is so good. He's supplied a building, and he's faithful to do that. And so we are the Refuge Church, and we're non-denominational, and we are at, I want to say, let me see. I don't even have it on here
on
now because it's on the back.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. It's 18304 East 1140 Road, Sarah, Oklahoma, 73662. Also, if you have a Google Maps or even your iPhone, basically, if you'll just type in New Liberty, It'll take you right to the location. Sometimes we've had an issue. Sometimes when you're putting this address in there, sometimes it's taking people way off. I don't know why. So sometimes I just know if you put New Liberty, it'll take you there. But God is moving powerfully. We just had a mighty revival. Damon Groves came and ministered, and Monica, we were just so blessed. I mean, it just blew my mind what God was doing. People were being saved, set free, delivered. I mean, just refreshed, re-energized, and God just moved mightily. And one of the things He said, and I'll tell you this, and then are we taking another break? What do? We just go on from here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's all you,
okay,
sister.
Okay, all right. Okay, praise God. Well, anyway, one of the things He taught was that we've got to become, we've got to build an altar again. And He said, it's got to become an altar of prayer. And so He said, how are we ever going to expect heaven to meet earth until there becomes a place for heaven and earth to meet? And so there's got to be a prayer altar built again. Until we begin to seek God's face, He has nowhere to come into the earth. Amen. So this is even tied into what we're talking about today. So come, we always say, come where the glory of God changes everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, He's changing everything. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you my times. You know, it's just regular. Sunday school's at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday we have a youth group at 7 called Merge, and the Bible study's at 7. So there we go. Praise God. Okay. All right.
The Lord told me last Friday that my hallelujah is not broke.
Ooh,
so
that's good.
I've been...
Hallelujah ain't broke. That's right. You got it, girl. Okay, well, we'll jump right back in then. Is that what you want to
do? Yes.
Okay. So basically, just, you know, piggybacking off of what Brother Damon said, that comes back to even what we're talking about today. If we're going to be the living sacrifice, it means that a sacrifice does give up some things, and I teach this very cautiously because I know then we can get into this whole idea that you've got to pay for the anointing and it's going to cost you all this stuff and all that, and that can be really wonky. So I'm just always cautious about that. But what I can say is, if you do not make time to pull away, you sacrifice some things to have more of God, you're never going to get it. And so you've got to pull away from some things that have been tying up your time, your attention, pulling you away from God. And you've got to give that to Him in order to become the place where God can come and bring His fire. I mean, really, that's what it is. And that's where this thing came from, because the Lord said to me, Tammy, there is never going to be no fire unless there's an offering first. And so we've got to be the living sacrifice. And so as we look back at Romans 12 again, 12:2, it says to us that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that comes from really getting into the Word of God. The Word of God, it even says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, a lamp has to have something lighted. We know, because a lot of times people go, well, it's the Word, and it's true. But I also believe there's something to be said about how Jesus said that His words were spirit and life, okay? He spoke spirit and words of spirit and life. You've got the Word. Now you need the Holy Spirit and you need the life of God. If you don't have those things, you're not going to ever even be able to grab a hold of it. But the Holy Spirit has got to be connected to the Word before there's any kind of revelation. That's what I want you to understand. So thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But that lamp had to have oil. Okay, the lamps back then, they had oil. So you got to have the Holy Spirit to bring the revelation to you. So He said, we need our minds renewed. So get into the Word of God and ask Holy Spirit to begin to open your mind to understand. So why do we need that? So we can prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And that word prove actually means discern. A lot of times we say, I don't know what the will of God is. How am I supposed to know what the will of God is? Well, the Bible says if you'll get your mind renewed, you'll know what the will of God is. He said, then you will begin to be able to discern what is the good will of God, what is the acceptable will of God, and what is the perfect will of God. And I don't know about you, but we have a man of God on Wednesday night who teaches powerful, powerful teaching. His name is Joe May, but he's teaching us, and he said, there is the good will, there's the acceptable will, and then there is the perfect will of God. And so he said, he even ties it into how we can have 30, 60, and is it 30, 60, 100? fold of fruit. Remember how it says that? And then I can't remember if I'm saying that right. But he says, you know, basically we can settle for the goodwill of God, but we're only getting like 30%. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That means 70% of what's going on in our life is not the will of God, okay? Or we can move on into the 60, which then is like the acceptable, okay? Now we crossed the halfway mark, so we're over half of doing what's the will of God, and now we're only 40% of what's not the will of God, okay? But then there is the perfect will of God, which is 100-100, you see? Mm-hmm. So there is something very powerful to that. I don't want any less of God. I want the perfect will of God. See, when I've got 60-40, what's going on is I've got some open doors. So 40% of my life is open to the enemy. And I can assure you, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. And we're always going, why are things being devoured in my life? God, I'm walking with you. No, we're walking 60%. And so what's happening is we've got 40% of our life open and the devil's coming in and he's wreaking havoc in that 40% of your life. And then we get all frustrated. We say, this ain't working. We get angry with God. And we say, God, I just don't understand, you know. And so this is why God is trying to get our minds renewed so we can understand the will of God so that we can have the perfect will of God in our lives and there's no more doors open for the enemy to keep coming in and wreaking havoc in our life. Amen. So I want to look. Let's open up to Matthew 3, 11 and 12. And I'm just going to give you a couple verses and then we'll get ready to close. Matthew 3, 11 and 12, John the Baptist is speaking here and, he's talking about his baptism and he says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So I always like to make a mention here that if you'll notice, Jesus's baptism is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. And so when John would go about, or even when Jesus told the disciples to go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so when you look at that, he said baptize in the name. And so they were water baptizing in a name. They were coming in, and that really means to really come into the family of God. They were being brought in as the family of God. So the water baptism was accomplishing that. But that was not Jesus's baptism. Jesus's baptism was the Holy Ghost and fire. And so anytime we resist that and we say, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost baptism, I say, you're resisting Jesus's baptism. It was his baptism for us. It's a gift, he said unto us. And I'm telling you, did you catch that? It's the Holy Ghost and fire. Okay. Now go on. It says, whose fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, a lot of times I've heard people teach and I'm not going to go dogmatic here or nothing. I've heard them teach about, you know, the differences of what this is, what the Holy Ghost and the fire baptism is here. But it makes it clear here that fire is burning away the unquenchable, or it's burning away the chaff. Okay. Now, when you look up the word chaff in this case, really, it can mean hay, stubble. It can actually mean separating seeds and the good from the bad and all of that. But it also means this: chaff is just what is worthless of no value. Okay. And that's what the Lord wants me to focus on today. He said, I'm coming to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And that fire is going to burn away what is not of God. Do you catch that? The worthless things that are not of God, the dead things of the old you that need to be burned away. That's what the fire of God is going to do. So when all that is burned away, guess what's left? God himself. You see, we're consumed with that holy fire. And it's God himself in us. And so when we burn that away, all that's left is him. And so the chaff has to be gone from our life. And I want to say this, many people will receive, because a lot of times people go, well, I know so-and-so and she got baptized with the Holy Ghost and she speaks in tongues and I see her every Sunday and boy, but I know her on Monday. Okay. So they go, yeah, really looks like she's done. There's been a lot of good done in her life, you know, because she's running around and every Sunday, boy, she plays the part and she looks good. And I'm not saying she's not, she probably loves God and she's coming in and she's quick to jump in her tongues and all of that. And she's doing all that, which is great.
great. I support it. Go do it. But at the same time, then on Monday, she's back to her old life, and it becomes a bad witness in the earth. But what I want to say here is I propose this, that she got baptized with the Holy Ghost, but she's resisted the fire. Did you catch it? She got the Holy Ghost, but she resisted the fire. See, the fire is something you and I have to willingly climb up on the altar and say, burn everything that needs to go, God. So a lot of times, I don't want to judge anybody. So it's important that we don't go, well, blah, 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 and we judge everybody. It's that running that mouth thing you're talking about. See, you don't know where that person is, but what I can tell you is a lot of times it's just that they have never said, I've died to myself. They've never crawled up on that altar and said, God, burn away everything that's not of you. Burn away the chaff. Burn away the worthless. Get rid of anything that you don't want in my life. And so, saints, we've got to go beyond the Holy Ghost. We got to go to the Holy Ghost and fire. Did you catch it? He didn't stop at just the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost and fire, because the fire is going to do something. The Holy Ghost is going to take God's holy fire and do something in our life with it. And then we can begin to walk really, I think, in that perfect will of God that he's talking about, where the fire of God is consuming us and there's nothing left. I want to look at Isaiah. We're going to look at two more scriptures. Actually, I'm going to look at three and we're going to be done. And I'm going to look at them quick. Isaiah 33:14. Isaiah 33:14 and 15. It says, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppressions, that shakes his hands from holding of bribes, that stops his ears from the hearing of blood and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given to him, and his waters will be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty, and they shall behold the land that is afar off. Okay, so what I'm saying here is the Lord wanted to say he's a consuming fire. So who can dwell with the consuming fire? It's the one who was allowed God to come and burn away the chaff. You see, it wasn't that he was walking in such a perfect way that everything was great, because I want to tell you, you can do it. I tried. Did I not tell you? I tried. We started it with that. I did everything. I was walking, I thought, perfectly, and guess what? It failed. I ended up going back to my old way because I couldn't do it in my own strength. It had to be God doing it in me. And so God took me through a season of being super legalistic and then being super compromising, and neither one worked. I needed God to come in and burn me with his holy fire until absolutely he consumed all of me with all of him. And I'm still doing that. I'm not saying, oh, I'm perfect now. No, I'm staying on the altar. I stay as a living sacrifice. Every day I say, consume me, God. I got to have you consume all of me so that I can have all of you. And so he said, when he's showing us here that the one who can be walking with the consuming fire is the one who has allowed God to come and baptize him with the fire, not just with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so I want to look up verse 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Because you go, well, that's in the Old Testament. That's true. So let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:22. It says there, abstain from all appearance of evil. Okay, there it is again. God doesn't want us going back to the old things, but we have the ability, or he wouldn't have said abstain from it. See, now you have the power and you have the ability, because God is in you, to rule over sin. It no longer has dominion over you, but you are ruling over it. So he said abstain from it. That's why he tells you to do it. You can abstain from it. Now, sometimes it's overwhelming, and I'll say, God, boy, the lust of my flesh is strong here. God, I need you to walk this out in me. And guess what? He will. If you start, that's his, did you know that's his, that's part of his covenant with us. He said his covenant was that he would give us a new heart, right? He would give us a new spirit, and he would give us a new mind. He would put his spirit within us, and he would cause us to walk in his ways. And so I'm always saying, God, I know this is your way. Now cause me to walk in it. But I'm yielding to him. Remember, I'm yielding. I'm not yielding anymore. You listen. We can yield to God just as well as we yield to the flesh. You say, oh, I couldn't help it. It was just so strong, I gave into it. Okay? But we can do the same thing with God. You see, but we've got to decide we want to yield to God rather than to the flesh. Amen? So the last scripture I want to look at is Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. And then we'll close. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. Okay, this might have been a harder word, so I just want to encourage you with this as we close. Because I, Monica, I used to preach some hellfire brimstone. I mean, you would come in and you would just, it was terrible. You would walk away really just thinking, I'll never be able to do this, okay? And my dad, he's a pastor, he actually said, Tammy, he said, you have got to stop beating the people up. He said, you have to. You have to stop beating them up, Tammy. They need encouragement. I said, who are you? Like, you beat me up all my life. This is, I mean, not physically, okay. But, I mean, he was constantly just, I mean, it was hellfire and brimstone. You know, I was like, who are you? Like, what are you talking about? And so it was weird. I have learned this since the Lord told me, and I know I've gone over, but you can just cut it out or whatever. And you know, I don't know. You don't do that media stuff anyway. But it was, you know, what I had learned was the Lord had just showed me. He said, Tammy, I had been preaching that way because I thought it was what would please my father, because he had always preached to me like that. And I had always felt like I never measured up. And I thought, this is the one place Daddy's going to finally be proud. You know, I've just preached the hellfire brimstone till I'm blue in the face, and I've whooped everybody, and I've disciplined them. And it was just like, and then here come my dad, and he said, Tammy, what are you doing? You can't beat him up all the time. And I just realized, oh my gosh, I didn't please him. And it was this devastating moment for me. It was just like, well, now I can't even, that wasn't even enough, you know? And now I got to go to this other side. And it was like chasing all this stuff. And God did a work in me. And he said, I went to the floor, and I got before the Lord, and I just said, God, I don't know how to do anything other than preach the truth. And I was preaching the truth. Everything I was saying was truth, but it was truth without love. And I said, God, if you don't do it in me, I don't have anything to give. And guess what? As I kept seeking him, he gave me so much love. All I could do was preach love. All I could do was preach love, Monica. And then it was like, I couldn't for the life of me preach a hard message. I just could not do it. I tried with everything in me. And so then the Lord brought me back to a balance. And he said, Tammy, there's truth and love. And so sometimes truth is hard. So I know today it might have felt like a harder word, but I want you to know God sometimes comes in and gives us the hard word because he loves us. It is never to shame us. I don't want anybody to walk away feeling heavy and down and wanting to give up. God is here to help you walk this out. In fact, he said he'd cause you to walk it out. There's a better way, child, and he's trying to call you on the better way. He's calling you to the perfect will. He's calling you to the perfect road, so you don't have to keep allowing the devil to rob you, the 40% that have been open to the devil. Amen? So let's close with this. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. It says, we have received a kingdom which cannot be moved, glory to God. He said, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Now, let me say this. He said, we've received a kingdom that can't be moved. The kingdom of God can't be moved. You are in the kingdom of God. You don't have to be moved anymore. But anytime we're walking in the flesh and still yielding to the old way of life, what happens is, like we said, we've opened the door to the enemy, and we keep finding ourselves being shaken by everything that's going on around us. But it ought not be. God doesn't want us to have to live that life. So ask God to bring you out of that place, to work in you his perfect will. Now, look here. Here's the encouragement. He said, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now, grace is a beautiful word, and we often think of it as it's the undeserved. What do we call it? They always call it something. The mercy or the grace of God, they say, is like undeserved favor. It's God. It's almost like it's become this thing we justify sin because we have grace. But that's not what it means. Actually, when you look up the word grace, it means, it actually says it is the divine influence of God upon the heart of the believer and his reflection in their life. So let me say it this way. It actually means it's God's ability in you causing you to do what you could never do in your own strength. Amen. Now that is some grace. Woo! I love grace. So what he's saying here is he said, grace, God's divine influence, his ability is going to come in you and cause you to serve him acceptably. See, I can't do it in my own self, but the grace of God is going to come in and cause me to turn away from that dead stuff and turn unto him as I yield to him. And God is going to come in and he's going to call. This is amazing to me. He actually is going to serve himself through me. See, he's going to come in me and serve himself through me because I can't serve him acceptably. But he's coming in with his grace to do it for me. Now that's the new covenant. So he is the one who's going to cause you. Let me say it this way. Child, what I want you to do is spend all your time focused on pursuing God. And if you will just do that, go after him. Your flesh ain't going to want to wake up and go after him, but do it anyway. Do it anyway. As you keep drawing close to him and saying, I don't know how many times I got up and I grabbed myself by my ear and I said, you're going to go and you're going to worship God. I don't care. We're going to worship God. Okay. Flesh, you don't want to do it today, but we're going to do it anyway. And I kept doing it because I was feeling the call of God. Come out, come away with me. Let's spend some time together. So I'd go. And then guess what? He began to change my desires to where he didn't have to drag me anymore. I ran to be with him. And so this is God's work in you. So God said, child, if you'll let me, I'll not only baptize you with the Holy Ghost, but I'll baptize you with the fire. And we're going to close the door to the devil. And you're not going to be disappointed anymore. You're going to begin to see God do the things that he's been saying he was going to do. You're going to experience his power. You're going to experience the signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm telling you, you're going to. And so just run after him with all your heart and don't give up. Father, right now I ask you to cause each and every one of us to walk in your ways. Cause us to serve you acceptably. God, right now I ask you to cause us to turn away from the worthless things of the world that we used to pursue, that we still might even at times lust after. God, cause us to desire you above all things. Cause us to yield to you. God, cause us to pursue you with all of ourselves. God, we right now invite you to burn away everything that is not of you. Consuming fire, come and consume everything that is not of you. God, we want all of you. So today we give you all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.